is that there's no basis whatsoever in practical prospects as far as Moynihan is concerned.
Yes, I understood that, but yeah. I thought they were trying to start some.
I think that the starting point of it, as nearly as I can determine, is some of the local newspaper people here, Arthur Schlesinger, with a little bit of Kennedy in it.
Yeah, that I think that's right.
In about those proportions.
Well, now, is Moynihan back?
No, he gets back tonight about midnight.
Don't you think he's got his blood pressure up and ambitious because of it?
If he has, I hope he gets out of here.
I do too.
I'd like it.
Well, they've been wanting, you know, at some time they've been wanting to bring him in the White House, and I have told them no. I got a 3-page memorandum on it last week. He has a bunch of friends over here, and they think very well of his initiative and his imagination and some of his writing and collecting stuff, and I have never done that. And then this thing came along, and they put him in, and I went and polled each one of my assistants to see if any of them had really endorsed him for the race, because it brought a lot of problems with people up there. None of them had. And
that's correct. They had not. So I know about some of those conversations.
Yeah. Well, you keep a watch on it, and I won't talk to you about the other thing. I don't know whether he's one we want or what it'll do to you if we took him, or whether he would want to. I doubt it. But it's something that there's some of my staff people working on, and the people that have the great admiration for him are a boy named Harry McPherson, who has been Assistant Secretary of State for Cultural Affairs, and a boy named, let me see now, who else is some other ones? I guess Bill Moyer knows him and has worked with him. I'm not sure that Bill's been urging it lately, but he did maybe last fall or something. But
he works easily with Dick Goodwin, too.
Yeah, well, Dick is, I think, will be leaving. That's just between us.
Oh.
And I hate to see him leave. He's I good, and he does. It may make you, you may have to find me some folks that can do some of the things he's been doing, because he does them well.
Oh.
And but he wants to go up to Connecticut, and that's just between us. I don't want things said.
Yeah, it's there won't be.
He wants to go out, and so we'll have to be kind of reorganizing here. I need two good men. We have to face up to it. How's your strike coming, Bill?
It's not over yet. And I, you're talking about the ship.
Yeah, I'm talking about Kelly.
Yep. Ted Keel got in it as of last night. Ted incidentally did a beautiful job on getting that New York Post one more day of life. And as of this morning, Simpkin is out of it. And I'm going to have to talk to you, Mr. President, about this Simpkin situation. I'm not happy about it. And Ted Keel and Jim Healy, who are the two best at it. I talked, to pick it up, I talked after that meeting the other night, talked with Hall and with Curran and with the General quite a long time. And nothing came of that. Today, this morning, Ted Keel and Jim Healy, who are the two best at this, started meeting with them. And my guess is that they're likely to put something together. I talked to a Calhoun from Kansas City yesterday. I was out there for this Joe Byrne conference, and I didn't get any place with him. He was arraigned yesterday for this, for kicking this fellow in the face, and I don't know how that came out. When I talked to him, that hadn't come up yet, and I've been feeling that maybe what he was playing for was to get off light on that. But it's, I'm sorry, this adds up to
Is it costing us anything?
Not very much yet. It cost us two passenger boats that left.
That's all right. Hell, we don't want passengers leaving anyway.
The answer to your question is not cost us very much. I wish
I could slow down passports.
I'm going to have an interesting report for you on this farm labor thing before long.
Good. What are you doing? Are you moving with your 14B? You do it all right in the Senate?
Yes.
I saw some ticker stuff today where they're opposing it.
Oh, yeah.
You got the votes clear and above board, and you have any idea when they're going to get it up in the House?
I'm all right on that. Yeah, they're going to get it up. Let's see. I ought to know.
No rush.
I don't know what happened yesterday on it.
I think you ought to get rid of some of the other stuff first. Now, what have you got that's hot that's bothering you? Unemployment compensation, I guess.
The hearings on that, this morning signals August 2nd.
August 2nd.
I think their game is being played with that.
Are they going to put it over?
I think so. I think so. And on.
Does anybody care? Do we care?
I'm proceeding on the assumption. I talked to Larry O'Brien about this. I'm proceeding on the assumption that just within the confines of this conversation, no further, we don't care about either unemployment compensation or a lot about minimum wage.
No, they can do that next year. We'll have something, you know.
Okay. And so on that basis, this common sight is picketing thing we'll go ahead with.
What is that? Is that a thing that I've heard of?
Yes, that's the thing that...
We haven't recommended it.
I've testified for it. It has not come... You have not said anything about it. It's that thing on which there has been bipartisan support since 1959. Since 1949, I mean, with Eisenhower pushing it, and with everybody testifying for it, both sides all the way along the line. It would permit the picketing at the... but it's the construction trades. It's the thing they wanted to put in the original message that went up, and we persuaded them to leave it out.
So you did a nice job the other night. Didn't you think that George Meany did an exceptional job?
Yeah, I thought a crackerjack job. How do you like Paul Hall?
I didn't know much about him. I just heard him. I thought he was all right. I kind of liked his frankness.
Well, he's frank.
I just thought he...
I thought George Meany did a top-notch job. Now, I had lunch today in the same connection, lunch today with Arthur Goldberg. We had a long talk about the matter that you discussed with him the other day, and I think we got some ideas on that.
I just gave him hell the other day. I said that time's up, and we've got to find some way where you can have some leverage. If everybody's been decent, I don't want to get in trouble with that man. They all don't, none of them really think I'm their friend, but I am your friend, and I am... I am for good administration, and I believe I rely on my cabinet people, and I told Arthur that he brought this thing about the other time, and you better find some solution to it now before we start again. I'd give the damn fella anything he wanted. I'd bribe him, I'd buy him, I'd give him my personal money, I'd do anything. But if they can name the goddamn people, they ought to name the fishing people, not the folks that you have to carry. And I said, this man's been carrying two jobs for 2 years under my jurisdiction. Part of mine makes three jobs. So I think Arthur agreed that he'd try to find something, and he said, well, they'll leak it out on me. And I said, I don't care if they do leak it out. You're going to tell me that we'll put him chairman of some commission, or we'll put him around here anywhere we can and promote him, make him ambassador. We'll do damn near anything.
Well, I've got some ideas on it.
But somebody ought to get in under him and promote him first so he can... I don't know who can do it, but somebody can do it.
On the original point I called about, I assume you've got the same reading I have, that the liberal people are going to go for Lindsay.
I don't know. I haven't talked to any of them. I've rather felt they were going to.
I talked to Alex Rose night before last, and he did not tell me that. But the pattern of the conversation, I called about Moynihan. I tried for a day to get him, and he'd been under... And the nature of his reaction to Moynihan left no question in my mind but that he was playing another game, too. And it just seems to me all the logic of the situation is that they will go for Lindsay unless we come up with...
Is that what you said? I thought you said they wouldn't go for Lindsay.
I think they will go for
Lindsay. Well, that's what I think.
Oh,
yeah, that's
sure.
What, yeah.
Well, they...
I thought you said that they... I think what they've done, to just be brutally frank with you, I think they've rather liked Wagner, and they think that that some of our friends treated Wagner rather shabbishly, and they don't like it, and I think that they're tired of being a whore and being owned by the Democratic Party, and they want to show some independence. The New York Times is taking advantage of it by rubbing their nose in it.
Right.
And I think that they're going to drive it unless we made a real, deep, personal plea, and I don't plan to do that.
Well, I know that Rose was trying to find out whether that's what I had in mind. I just said no, not the least bit. But I wasn't pushing on Moynihan at all. But I figured this way that they can.
What does he say about Moynihan?
Oh, he says nobody knows him. Yes. He says he's the last one on the list of the whole bunch that's been mentioned that would be given any practical consideration.
That's what I think.
And that it just it doesn't make any sense at all. He can't understand why it's had the attention it has. But on where they're going, he didn't say, but as near as I can figure it out, they can pull 250,000, 300,000 Liberal Party votes for Lindsay this year, and they couldn't expect more than 100,000, 250,000 for any Democrat that's shown so far, and this is a very cheap and easy year for them to buy their virginity back.
Yes, but suppose they get him from there. Haven't they got a phony?
I don't know how much they care, really. I guess they really do. I don't mean that the way I said. Sure, they'd like not to have it, but
if they could do, they could make it mighty easy to the New York go Republican in 68. And if they want a Republican, they nominate a Romney or somebody like that. And a Lindsay with all of his policemen and everything, that could really be the difference in that state. They might wind up with a guy that undo some of the things that they've done. I guess they don't see that.
I think that they could be put on the spot if anybody has in mind an all well-known liberal Democrat. They could be put on the spot, but that'd have to come within the next 36 hours or so, and unless there's something that kind of brewing that I don't know about.
Not that I've ever heard of. Is there anybody in the race that appeals to them at all?
I don't think so.
They're just against everybody?
I don't think there's a single one there.
What do they say about Roosevelt?
Not a word.
The Dominican Republic, is that it?
But I can tell you how they didn't say anything, but I can tell you how they feel about
That's
it.
That's what I think. Wouldn't it be Trujillo? Wouldn't that
oh,
be
sure. It'll be
Playboy?
Absolute no on it.
That's what they're,
and their feeling on that would be partly a George Meany feeling, which you know is very strongly, don't
No,
you?
I didn't. What's Meany's?
Well, he doesn't like Roosevelt at all.
And won't any part of him, huh?
That's correct. And
what's his feeling? Maritime or something?
It goes back to a bunch of things. No particular one. They think he's no point. And it gets pretty personal. And I think it's just an evaluation.
Playboy.
Well,
and
that's
so
right. That's right.
Well, now what do you? Is anybody any good? Is Scrivain any good?
He will not get the Liberal or much of the Labor support.
Who could or would? Anybody? Any Labor man up there?
No.
Any stature?
No, Arthur and I were talking this noon about Rifkin. He'd come closer to it than anybody else I know.
Was he a grand master or something?
No, Judge Rifkin, Cy Rifkin, used to be on the district court there. He's a lawyer there in town. And he's their lawyer, as a matter of fact. Pretty well, he's a well-known, he's the one who was chairman of the railroad board that was set up here 2 or 3 years ago. He's been referee appointed by the Supreme Court. He's an extremely high-grade person, extremely and quite well-known, and they would put them in more of a spot than he's the only one I can think of who would present any outside possibility.
What does he do now?
He's a lawyer there in New York.
Well, was he a district judge?
He was a
New York
judge.
Judge.
He was a
federal judge?
Federal district judge.
Why the hell did he quit?
His explanation was that he had to put his family through school and that he needed more money for it. He's the name partner in the firm I was connected with up there. He makes $400,000 or $500,000 a year.
And, is that the old Randolph Paul firm?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And Cy Rifkin would. He's 63 or 64. He had a heart attack here three or four years ago. And I think he would probably say no. On the other hand, this is really just an extremely long shot answer to your question. I don't know anybody else up there that I think would.
What has Bobby done with the Liberals? Has he talked to them? Rose and Devin?
I'd have to measure that conversation. I think he talked with them a little bit.
Steve Smith talking to them?
I didn't get a name. As you know, probably Arthur Schlesinger was in on this. And whether that was...
Was it Arthur talked to Rose?
I think so.
And what did Rose tell you?
I think Arthur talked to Buck Moynihan.
Yeah, and what did Rose